that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left two people dead and another four wounded.
I heard about like 12 shots go off like in my vicinity, like probably around like 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News. A dramatic scene on a runway in Belize. Passengers running away from a small plane as police with guns drawn ran toward it. On board, an alleged hijacker who was a U.S. citizen. ABC's Matt Rivers has more details.
It all happened aboard a flight from Corozal to San Pedro. 14 passengers aboard, including two Americans. Police say the plane was hijacked by U.S. citizen Akinyela Sawa Taylor, wielding a knife shortly after takeoff. Officials say the hijacker demanding to be taken out of the country, insisting the plane land to get more fuel.
Elan, elan, elan.
But as the plane was touching down, officials say a passenger aboard the flight with a licensed gun shoots and kills the suspect.
Lucasfilm announcing at a Star Wars fan fest this week that the latest Star Wars movie will hit theaters in May of 2027 and will star Ryan Gosling. Star Wars Starfighter will not be a prequel or a sequel, but they say a whole new adventure. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On Wednesday, the Flamborough River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Executive Director Scott Schultz about the opening and what he noticed when they first let people in.
As we're letting people in, it was really interesting to watch because the thought was people are going to come in and they're going to go to the membership desk right away. And they're either going to ask to sign up for a membership or ask for a tour right away. But everybody that initially came in, it was really cool because they only made it 5 feet into the Y and then they stopped. This whole group of a dozen people just stopped 5 feet into the Y because they all wanted to look at our donor wall. So we have a donor wall that is our large contributors and small contributors from the building campaign that was launched in October of 2023 for that 3 month span to finalize the final push of getting the Y built. And everybody came in And they stopped right there, and then they looked over at the wall, and they started reading all these names of people that, you know, donated or in memory of people. And it was really cool as everybody's looking at it, and they're, you know, they're saying, I know that person, or I knew that person, and they're building that connection to, you know, their history. And some folks were in here earlier that recognized some family members that had donated, and it was really cool to watch their heartwarming experience with seeing their family members' names on the wall.
Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2, there's a bargain basement sale over at St. Francis Church in Fifield. This is a handicap access fundraiser and will feature something for everyone. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th from 10 to 2 over at West 231 Balsam Street in Fifield. Air Wisconsin has announced even more layoffs. Lisa Hale has more.
Back in January, the Appleton-based company announced layoffs for more than 500 workers in Appleton and Milwaukee. Last week, the company added another 128 positions to that list of reductions. The layoffs will be temporary for unionized employees, but permanent for salaried employees and management. Temporary furloughs start this month. Most layoffs will happen on June 1st.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Roger Samuel, age 89, of Phillips, passed into the arms of Jesus on March 30th after a lengthy battle with Parkinson's disease. Roger is survived by his wife, Tony, of 69 years, further survived by his son, Bruce, by his daughter, Lynette Schumann, by his son, Michael, further survived by his daughter-in-law, by grandchildren, and by great-grandchildren. Roger is also survived by his sister, Connie Friedrich, and his brother, Martin Samuel. Celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 3rd at St. John's Lutheran Church in Phillips. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Roger Samuel, age 89, of Phillips. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48. 98Q.
an eagle build a nest in our backyard. And if you ever have that happen, just so you know, the eagle owns your land. You can't do anything. You can't bother it. Like, you can't disturb it. You got to be like, do you mind if we come out to the yard that we pay for? And if the eagle's not feeling it, you got to go back inside. Can't kill it. You go to jail for life. We celebrate eagles in this country, and it's gone to their head. I had to look it up because I thought, well, I don't want to get in trouble. So I looked it up on the internet. Now, when I look stuff up on the internet, I never know how to properly phrase it, like, to get the real answer. So I think there's two internets, and I don't think I've ever seen the real internet. I think they go down how you ask the question. They send you down a dumb internet. So I typed in, I was like, what are these laws with these eagles? And they were like, he can't handle the truth. Send him down the circus internet. So when you Google something, usually the link that has the answer on it, it's always like right above or near where the people also ask questions. And that's where they keep you dumb. And I try not to look at them because they're hard for me to avoid. I love them. So I Google, I put my hand right here. And I'm like, don't look down there. But if I see one of them, I'm like, what is that about though? The first question I saw said, what happens if I accidentally hit an eagle with my car? He worded that as if a lot of people are accusing of him on purpose hitting an eagle with his car. The question I got hung up in the most, it said, is it a good sign if an eagle touches your head? And I was like, dude, are eagles touching people's heads? That sounds like an amazing sign. And I think it means you're chosen. So I looked at the answer and was surprised to read, you're lucky to be alive. This happens mainly to bald men. And by mainly, I mean only. So if an eagle has got a turtle in its like mouth and it wants to break it on a rock to eat it. So they see your bald head and they think that's a rock. That's crazy. It's crazy, dude. And look, you got a lot on your plate. I'm not trying to put more on it. But you should be aware of this. If you're like, well, what are the odds? 100%. It's not going to not happen. So.
Hey, good Friday morning.
Yay!
It was the longest week ever.
It's always good to know the Easter Bunny is coming,
though. Rabbit! Oh, Mr. Rabbit!
Easter Bunny did this?
I got to get out of here. I think I'm going to lose it.
Give me that candy!
Candy! Sweet! Sweet! Candy!
Hillary, everybody's throwing down on a Friday night somewhere. In America, there's a bottle to burn and a fire to light. You ain't done nothing if you did it halfway. If you're gonna raise hell, then you better damn raise hell right. Hillary.
Jesus! Oh, yes, what? Is what you said, what?
Let my people go.
They're like all Easter bunnies. Can't take a punch to the crunch.
You know, you're the funniest man here in a pink bunny costume his wife made him wear.
Someone has actually ordered us a genuine spring day.
To spring all of its possibilities.
Here.
Please, we must talk. This may be our last supper.
98.
So this is where it
Country.
All these miles on this Chevy and prayers in a pew, all them days I
your name. It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing. But I sure do like your style. And I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Hooked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Y'all take that redneck stuff outside. That's what parking lots are for. But once you're out, you ain't coming back. The velvet rope ain't got no slack. Man, they're busting down the door. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ. Don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make them wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Heard all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. Sideways.
Whoa. That's right.
Hey now, here we go. DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna, gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Hey now, here we go. DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor. Gotta make 'em wanna come back for more. Been here since the sun went down. Be here when it comes back around. Worked all week, it's time to play. Gonna get a little bit sideways. 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 Hey girl, what's your name? It's so loud in here, I can't hear a thing.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. what's right and uphold your family name. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Are you ready for us?
Okay. It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98Q Country.
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can.
Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
Cody Johnson, Carrie Underwood there. Not too bad, huh? Cole, I'm going to love you. New stuff at 98Q Country. We got a decent start to the day temperature-wise, but we're not going to add much to this. In fact, it was 47 when I came in here a little bit after 6, and it's dropped to 46. We're only going to see 49 for today. So I was very optimistic when I stepped outside this morning. I thought, oh, this is going to be a warm day. Mother Nature's like, maybe not. 50 for tomorrow. 53 on Sunday. Should see quite a bit of sun over the weekend, and just some cloud cover lingering in there too. The breakthrough into some serious spring/summer temperatures is still on delay until it's kind of like that thing you ordered on the internet, you know, that you wanted to get tomorrow, and then they say, well, it's delayed, it's delayed, it's delayed. That's what Mother Nature is doing it to us. We never get free delivery from Mother Nature in the spring, not here in northern Wisconsin. A quick note here, I just want to let everybody know that Winter Greenhouse is opening for the season next weekend. We had an advertisement on earlier this week, and we apologize, that indicated that the Winter Greenhouse was going to be open this weekend, but they will be open for the season next Thursday, the 24th. Just want to make sure you're not driving on over there. Of course, that's the weekend they have their big bare root sale with fruit trees and small fruits that are 25% off the usual potted price. The bare root stock, so easy to plant, just guaranteed to thrive. So you can visit them starting next Thursday, the 24th. The winter greenhouse will open. They got 25% off all kinds of bare root stock over there at Winter Greenhouse. So we apologize for any confusion, but the Winter Greenhouse will open next Thursday, the 24th. I have a problem. If you're a homeowner, you know that if you hang around your house long enough, just stuff happens, right? Just stuff happens. And it's usually unannounced, too. Well, when it was warm a couple of weeks ago, I got a little cleaning bug. Do you get those? Or for just no reason, just out of the blue, you get home from work one day or you wake up one day and you're like, today's the day I shall clean. And then you grab a rag and you grab some cleaner and you don't even know if it's the right cleaner. It just says bleach in it. And you're like, I'm going, I'm doing it. Today's the day I'm going to clean. Do you get that? You don't get that, huh? I tell you what, when I get that cleaning bug, you would wish that I was at your house because I'm a cleaner when I get that bug. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I got the cleaning bug outside. The windows in our house, some of them are double pane. Some of the big ones are the actual like physical double pane where you can't like take anything off. It's just there. And if something happens moisture wise in between, you're pretty much out of luck. Not a big fan of those. But we've got some other smaller ones that are double pane where you take one window off and then there's another window and you take that one off. So I did some cleaning a couple of weeks ago where I actually took all the windows off and I cleaned the inside and outside and all was just shining. It was just glistening in the sun and I was so proud. In the back of my mind, as I was doing that, I thought to myself, this could be confusing for animals. Something flies by, something walks by, will now see a pretty solid reflection of themselves in this window. Never thought of it. Just never really crossed my mind. I mean, in my yard, we got chipmunks, we got rabbits, a few birds, you know, the robins, cardinals, nuthatch, sparrows, but nothing crazy. So I'm thinking, they'll figure it out. So a couple days ago, my wife calls me outside and she says, come here. And I'm like, what? Put my flip-flops on. All right, I'm coming. So we go around to the side of the house and she said, look at these windows. And the windows are pretty low. They're like a couple, maybe 1 or 2 feet off the ground. They're the basement windows. And my wife said, look at the windows. There's marks all over the windows. And then on the windowsill, there's some bird droppings. And she said, the robin is pecking the window, not just one, but 1, 2, 3, 4, it's going right down the line. And obviously seeing its reflection in the window. So my wife looked it up and she's like, it looks to me, because this is the mating season, it looks to me like the bird is protecting its territory. There's a nest right there above those windows that's been there for years. They had to actually rebuild it this year because it fell down. Not me, I didn't do it. No, I didn't. Not the eagle thing we played a little bit ago, but the robins rebuilt up on top of a rain gutter. It's a great location. I mean, prime location. If this thing was listed at birds of the north realtors.com, this thing would be like a $1 million nest. I mean, that's how good. Oh, it's just beautiful. So the robin obviously is thinking it's protecting its territory because it's seeing its reflection in the window and it's pecking. And I'm just hoping it doesn't break the window at some point. I don't think the robin can do that. I don't think it has the force to do that. It's not flying into the window, just pecking at the window. First thing I thought, I told my wife, was I said, maybe the robin lost its mate. And it's mourning. Maybe it's thinking that's the mate. And then she looked it up and she said, no, you're dumb, Joel. And she didn't say that, but she did. So we figured out that. So we have no, other than hang something on the outside of the window, which we're not going to do, we're just going to let the bird do its thing, I guess. and let it just peck, peck, peck at the window if it wants to. It's down in the basement, so he can't really hear it. So those are the joys of home ownership, right? You get those little things. You get that red squirrel that decides all of a sudden that your air filter in your car is where it wants to nest. You know, it's just, you never know what's going to happen. It's a wonderful part of life. My wife and I bought some seeds yesterday. I posted on Facebook, and I would appreciate your comments on this, because when you buy seeds, it always says on there the recommended, these are the dates we recommend that you plant these seeds. And it's always like, well, I got to wait that long? Why do I have to wait that long to plant the seeds? So I posted on our 98Q Country Facebook page, when do you, what was the actual wording? I put in there something like, when do you plant your seeds? Here's the actual phrasing. How early do you plant seeds? Now? Question mark. So give me a comment on there and tell me what you're planting. Because when I was growing up, radishes, I haven't had a garden for a while. So like radishes and carrots and even lettuce, that stuff, it seemed like it went in the ground really early. We always put it in the ground really early, and we always got early returns on it. But what is too early? Are there certain things we can put in the ground right now, or should we be putting them in little pots and setting them inside the house on the windowsill? I'm not sure I'm that into it. My wife suggested that the other day. She said, well, we could, bring in seedlings and then in 4 or 5 weeks replant them outside. And I said, that's a level of dedication I said I'm not really sure that I'm ready for. I thought sticking a shovel in the ground and creating a little garden area was pushing it for me to start with. So how early and what seeds? Do you have stuff in the ground? Do you have something in the ground right now? All right, so our 98Q Country Facebook page. Put a comment on there. Just help out a guy, all right? Help out a guy I know. That's me. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. So let's get you updated on what's going on around the world right now. It's 7:34.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Students at Florida State University are talking about the mass shooting on Friday that left 2 people dead and another 4 wounded.
I heard about, 12 shots go off, in my vicinity, probably around, 300 feet from me.
Blake Leonard, one of the hundreds of students who had to be evacuated from the campus in Tallahassee. Police say the gunman was the stepson of a local sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says if no progress is made between Russia and Ukraine in the near future, the U.S. may simply walk away from ceasefire negotiations.
We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Rubio speaking to reporters in Paris after a day of talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen says he has met with Kilmer Abrego Garcia, the man mistakenly sent to El Salvador by the Trump administration. The White House says there's nothing it can do. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
The Friends of Copper Falls State Park sponsors and conducts a bluebird monitoring program. The Friends program began in 2024 to provide enhanced nesting habitat and data that helps protect the species and track their continued success. Program volunteers constructed and placed 15 cedar cavity nesting boxes in a variety of open locations throughout the park. In support of the program, the Ashland County Land and Water Conservation Department provided materials and instructions for 8 more bluebird houses. Mellon High School students constructed the additional houses in their wood shop class and located the boxes just outside of the park's boundary. Beginning in April, volunteers monitor each box every 10 days during the nesting season. So far, the efforts have proven successful. Bluebirds occupied as many as 7 houses during the program's first season. Other nesting birds made use of the new boxes too. Volunteers reported chickadees and tree swallows taking up residence. Bluebirds in Wisconsin are in general doing well after a decline in the 1980s, and according to Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources bird team leader, Ryan Brady, quote, even as the species is now common and widespread, work to erect and monitor nest boxes is essential to sustaining populations and detecting signs of change in the years ahead, end quote. The Friends purchased a lifetime membership with the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin, and the membership provides tools for a successful monitoring program and a mechanism to report the program's success with other statewide members. Those interested in learning more about the Bluebird Monitoring Program are encouraged to contact info@friendsofcopperfallssp.org or follow developments on the project's page of the Friends website, sites.google.com/friendsofcopperfallssp.org. Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 a.m., the Fifield Dirt Devils are hosting an Adopt-a-Highway trash pickup over at Hillgart Road. They plan to meet there at 10 a.m., and they say that trail cleanup and maintenance should start around mid-April with weather permitting. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, April 23rd at 10 a.m. over at Hillgart Road in Park Falls. Is campaign spending out of control? Lisa Hale has a reaction from a Wisconsin lawmaker.
Wisconsin can claim the most expensive judicial race in American history after the race for Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Spending for both campaigns and outside groups came to $100 million. 53rd Assembly District Representative Dean Coffert.
I mean, this last Supreme Court race, Elon Musk, I don't know how many billions of dollars he put in. George Soros, he put in a lot of million dollars. J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, Democrat governor, he put in millions of dollars. It is just crazy. And these outside groups are putting in money. So, I mean, these elections are ruthless.
Brad Schimmel's campaign and outside groups, including Musk, spent about $54 million, while Susan Crawford's campaign and supporters spent $46 million.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Is it game time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yo, Park Falls. Bust out your bucket hats and baggy jeans. Jack's going to bar is throwing a 90s school dance this Saturday, April 19th at 8 p.m. It's going to be all that with music by Harmony Entertainment, drink specials all night, and the Fabuloso Prime Rib with Salad Bar. Rock your slip dresses and cargoes or oversized fits for the best dress prizes. Bust the move with Macarena or Running Man. Don't miss the fun this Saturday night at Jack's Corner Bar, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Get your tickets now and hop aboard the Lena's Northern Pines Resort Tour Bus on Saturday, June 21st to watch the Brewers take on the Twins at Target Field. For just $100, you get a comfy seat on Lena's bus and a ticket to the game. No driving, no parking, no stress. And when you're back, enjoy fine and casual dining at Lena's, plus year-round cabins with pontoon rentals, weekend deliveries available. Call 98Q Country to reserve your spot because all roads lead to Lena's Northern Pines in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
A little fog this morning, a few off and on scattered showers, otherwise mostly cloudy today with a high near 50. Wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 33. Tomorrow, a few clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, 51. Easter Sunday's looking good, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
98Q Country.
Baby and me.
baby and me.
Listeners on the planet.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard to loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
They should have had mom in the background of that song. dirt on my boots. Mom should have been in the back yelling, take your shoes off. You be sure to wipe your feet. Yeah, that would have been appropriate, especially in the muddy springtime here. Easter. I was going to mention something. My brain froze there for a second. Phillips Community Easter Egg Hunt. The Phillips Moose and Phillips Legion are doing this tomorrow. It's at the Fred Smith Concrete Park. Now, the hunt starts at 10. Get there by 9:30. Get registered and all that stuff. All the prizes and all the fun. This is for kids 10 and under. And it's free. And you got a lot of folks coming together to make it happen, including the Legion and the Moose, friends of Fred Smith, and the Northwoods Association of Realtors. So that's in Phillips. Easter Festival at Peace Lutheran Church tomorrow, Park Falls. That's from 11 to 1. All children in the area up to age 12 invited to participate. They'll have games, crafts, fish pond, love a good fish pond, face painting, prizes, treats, lunch, and more, 11 to 1 at the Peace Center, Peace Lutheran Church at 598 2nd Avenue North here, Park Falls. So a couple of them going on. As always, you have stuff going on with your group or organization, your nonprofit, give us a shout. Send us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. I want to note, we had some other information earlier this week, but I want to let you know Winter Greenhouse is open next week. Next Thursday will be the beginning of their bare root sale. It is an annual tradition. We melt the snow, we flush the water mains, and we have the bare root sale at Winter Greenhouse. It's part of the Northwoods tradition. So the Thursday the 24th is when they will officially open with 25% off the bare root sale. And that is at Winter Greenhouse. So next week, not this weekend, next weekend, that will get going. Did you hear the story earlier, the Star Wars? Star Wars talking about a new movie. I'm not sure what the time frame was on that. But it's not going to be a prequel. It's not going to be a sequel. It's going to be a whole new adventure. Yeah. Which is good news for me because other than my son has always loved Star Wars. And whenever we talk about Star Wars, he always knows that the only one I really, truly remember is the original Star Wars. And then there was the prequel and the sequels, and they did some before and some. It's very confusing, all right? Every time I'm watching, if Star Wars is on and my son is there, I'm asking a lot of questions. You know, where's R2-D2? Where's C-3PO? Where's Chewbacca? That's all this. Where's the Wookiees? That's the stuff that I ask. So now this new Star Wars movie coming out in 2026 and 27, the first is going to be called Star Wars Starfighter, starring Ryan Gosling. It's scheduled for May of 2027, is that right? Well, that's hard to get excited about. That's a ways out there. But apparently it's going to be a new adventure. And I guess by that you would mean that nothing else matters, right? The first one. Wait a minute now. The Mandalorian and Grogu, G-R-O-G-U. Oh, that one is going to come out May of 2026. So that's not too far. A year off. But it's going to be apparently a new adventure. So I would assume we're not relating it back to the old Star Wars. We're starting it over, I guess? I don't know. I don't know how you do that. You live in some kind of a bizarro world where there's another layer? Not sure how it is. But I would appreciate a Star Wars movie where we don't have to say, well, remember when, you know, you ask a question, we're just like, well, of course that happened, because back in, Star Wars, trilogy of the Bifold, of course, that Wookiee and that, the Star Wars language, you never felt so out of it. So this is going to be a new adventure. So Star Wars fans, unite! May of 2026 shall be your time. Gobble up big savings at Vader Sports Center just in time for your spring turkey hunt. Pop-up blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Camouflage clothing from Scentlock and Game Hunt. Decoys from Montana Decoy Company and Primos. And a large selection of mouth calls, slates, and box calls. Buy a new shotgun from the inventory between now and April 30th, 2025 and receive a box of ammunition for that gun for free. Yes, we said free. Sale limited to in-stock inventory while supplies last. Vader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is nice because you can just keep doing you. So keep on using that broken phone charger because it occasionally works. Keep quoting something you heard on a podcast as your own. Keep ignoring your sister's texts while you drive and after. And when baggage claim says, have a great trip, keep on saying, you too. And keep driving safely, and you could save with Snapshot from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025. Saturday, June 21st with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
98Q Country.
Let it fade to black. Let me run my fingers down your back. Let's whisper, let's don't talk. Baby, leave my t-shirt in the hall. Like a needle finds a groove. Baby, we'll remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made it happen. Strip it down, strip it down. Back to you and me, like it used to be. When it was an old back road with an old school beat. Cowboy boots by your little bare feet. Let it out, tell me right now. Everything I need in them white cotton sheets. Dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, down. I wanna drop the cell phone now. Let it shatter on the ground. They ain't holding nothing, these two hands, until they're holding you
again. Oh, strip it down, back to you and me, like it used to be, when it was an old back road with an old school beat, cowboy boots by your little bare feet. Let it out, tell me right now, everything I need in them white cotton sheets, dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, 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 strip it down, down, down. By your little bare feet, let it out, tell me right now, everything I need in them white cotton sheets, dirty dance me slow in the summertime heat. Feel my belt turn loose from these old blue jeans. We both know that we lost it somehow. Let's get it found, strip it down, 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 strip it down, down, down.
Street, got a good looking woman with her arms around me.